Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. So today on Hustle, we're going to be speaking to Rachel Cruz. Rachel is the director stroke presenter stroke DJ at First Choice Radio. Her passion is house club dance music, and she has danced professionally all over the world. She lives to be live on air worldwide or DJing to a crowd. And I quote, she says, "The feeling is awesome and music is life." Rachel, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. How are you today?
You're welcome. I'm all good. I've been off for a few weeks. I started a new job on Monday.
Okay.
So I've had time to go in the studio and practice some new tracks. And yeah, it's been a good time.
Yeah, that's it. It's nice to have a bit of time off, isn't it? Time off for yourself. Like, it's good for the soul as well, especially getting back into the studio. And I always find if I've got a little bit of time to do a bit of practicing, before you know it, hours have flown by, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, one of my hard drives corrupted and I have about 3,000 tracks. And I'd hot queued them and everything for me, like, because I'm a DJ. And I had to go back through track by track. But the benefit was turning it into a positive rather than, you know, I got my tracks back, but they needed hot queuing and listening to. But the benefit was I was able to create folders right away. So whether it was a funky track, a piano, you know, I danced, I love, uplifting, and all of a sudden I'm building up these folders now. So the Genie is really easy for me to go to when I'm DJing. So that was the positive spin. So I've been in the studio just going through tracks and then, you know, remembering some that you forgot about. I say, like, no way, you know. So, yeah, it's time to yourself is important.
Oh, my God, I feel your pain about that. I've literally transitioned from an old Mac, which was like 2000 and I'm going to say like 13 or something, to a brand new Mac and nothing works. Because I play on Serato. I play on Serato and Record Box, depending on what's about. Everything's corrupt. Everything doesn't work with each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what the headache. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's right. And it's the hours you've put in. I've got Serato there. I've ordered a Pioneer XDJ-XZ.
Which
is a massive, massive control. It's the best you can get.
Yeah.
But they've had a component shortage since April, well, since before lockdown.
Yeah.
And BMW used the same touchscreen. So obviously everybody's after these components. But it has Serato on as well. So it's something I'm going to try. But you've just answered a question for me, really, that it's still prone to errors. And it's so frustrating.
Oh my God, it is. And actually, do you know what? Serato is a walk in the park. I like Record Box, it's simplicity, but Serato is so easy. And actually, if you are, I mean, I don't know, you probably do play multiple genres and stuff. Serato, it's a lot easier to find the multiple genres and to get through it quickly that way, as opposed to say Record Box, where you're having to, like, the search functionality is not quite the same. That's my own personal opinion, but I mean, have a go.
I have heard that as well. I've heard the same thing. It's a lot simpler to use. So.
Oh, cool. Well, we've gone straight off on a tangent. The first question was supposed to be, tell us how you got into music. So tell us how you got into music.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about transitioning from an old Mac to a new. Mm. I'm a transgender woman. I've transitioned for 6 years. I'm post-op. Wow. But in my past life, I used to dance professionally. One day I couldn't dance when I was 15 and I decided if I was going to go out into the world and meet people, I'd need to learn to dance. So I went to ballroom dancing school, learned all of that Latin American. At the time, street dancing was coming in the 80s. I used to import the albums, electro albums from H&V in New York. I used to do routines. Anyway, that got me into dancing. I ended up going to Ibiza for a holiday and ended up dancing the likes of Café Mambo, Space, and all around there. For DJs, you know, like Fatboy Slim, Carl Cox, Judge Jules, when he was doing gigs, The Prodigy, K-Class. And that took me all around the world, doing street dancing. But of course, that was the 90s, so I was really, really into that music. I went on to, obviously, through my life, you know, like to be able to dance. Eventually, when years later, I transitioned. And my partner, she always wanted her own radio station. We ended up forming our own during lockdown. It's very, very successful. We got thousands of listeners. We're going to be going on DAB. It's a massive, massive thing, DAB.
Wow.
I started doing some live streaming. I've done that as well with my DJ, and I've got a full studio at home. And then I started getting back into my music, you know, and I thought, I'm going to teach myself to DJ.
Yeah.
So I got a Pioneer controller because it's the best kit you can get.
Yeah.
And I got a booth, and you know, I started picking up record box. The reason I haven't gone into Serato yet, I thought, well, let's get into record box first, see what's available to me before I try and compare them. Then that got me into my dance music again. So, you know, I've got some of the classics in there from the 90s that I play sometimes, and some of the new mashes of like Barry White and with the house backing, and so that's my love for music's come from the 90s, from dancing professionally, and now to be able to mix into a live audience, whether that be worldwide on my radio station, or even to when I do a residency at the Lush Wine Bar around the corner.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, I bet you've got some stories to tell from Ibiza. Oh, yeah.
Well, David Guetta, you know, if that's one of his gigs, and, you know, the likes of, like I said, The Prodigy and that. So,
amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible because, you know about Ibiza and the sunset and the vibe is just beautiful. So to be there in the 90s and early noughties was it was great.
Yeah, I did a season in Ibiza once. It actually was in the 90s. I took out between my second and third year of university, probably the worst time to go. I was like, I'm going to Ibiza. So I booked a holiday and everyone was like, I'm just going to stay and get a job. Like, everyone's like, yeah, you'll be back. And honestly, I was not back. I almost didn't come back. I was having so much fun. Oh, it's such a cool thing to do. It's such a cool place to be.
It's a really, really good vibe.
Yeah.
Really good vibe.
I wish I'd been DJing back then, but I mean, everybody aspires to be a DJ in Ibiza at some point, don't they?
I think with DJing was, you know, there's many, many DJs out there. But what I learned, because I used to dance in front of 100,000 people, so, you know, the nerves go.
Yeah. But, so you've got that. Worried about that.
That's right. But what I realised quickly with DJing is it's not how long you've DJed for. It's certainly not what equipment you've got.
No.
It's about your personality and the music that you play, because it all sounds exactly the same. So I picked that up very quickly. And within, you know, 8 months of teaching myself the basics and bringing in tracks and just the basic stuff, really, but good music as well. Approached the bar owner and got myself gigging. So in at the deep end.
I mean, that's, I think, to be honest, you've hit the nail on the head there, because there's so many, I mean, women and men, so many people concentrate on like, oh, you know, I'm not ready yet to go and get a gig, or I'm not, you know, I don't have the right equipment, or I haven't been DJing for very long, or, and it actually, it's nothing.
I mean, if you go on Mixcloud, you're seeing some DJs there with zero personality, you know, yet they'll stand there and they'll play really good music and they'll have really good equipment, but, you know, you've got to bring something to it.
You've
got to look like you're enjoying what you're playing, you know, first and foremost. And And I can't keep still when I DJ. So it's not for some people. It is for others. If you're going to be, I think it's a bit like working in a shop. You know, if you're going to serve the public, enjoy what you do, you know, and show you enjoy what you do. And that's the same with DJing. We can all stand behind decks and not really move and build up tracks. But, you know, people buy into you.
Yeah, they do. They buy into your personality. I remember when I first started out, I was always so nervous. And I was like, I never really like looked, you know, you like my knees were like knocking under the decks. And if I made a mistake, I'd be like, oh, that's the worst thing ever. But actually, no one cares. No one knows. You need to put your hands up. As soon as I started looking up and looking at the crowd, my DJing went through the roof. Literally, yeah. Like the vibes, it's more of a flow, like it's all about that. And I like to think if I'm dancing a little bit crazy behind the decks or acting a little bit silly, it makes people who are slightly nervous the other side of the decks to kind of come out of themselves and be like, well, look at her, that's all right then, so I can be a little bit like loose maybe. So I think it's
a million percent because again, that's what people want to see. You know, do you want to see that you're enjoying yourself and get your vibe? So I agree.
Yeah. So this is exciting. So tell us more about the radio. So the radio is First Choice Radio. Yeah. It's online at the moment. Is that right? Or
it is, yeah. So we formed First Choice Radio. We ran it for a month without us actually being on air ourselves.
Okay.
So things like the advert blocks and the news coming in on the hour and on the different shows like an 80s and 90s and it ran error free for a month. The irony was, for a month, we were getting listeners from like India and Spain and USA, and it was awesome to see people were tuning in.
Yeah.
And of course, we launched on August the 20th, I think it was 5th in 2020, I think it was. And we're just seven presenters, you know, there was myself, my partner, my sister, and then four other presenters. We just had seven people.
Wow.
Within that time now, we have about 20 presenters, including eight DJs who are worldwide.
Yeah.
I look after the DJ side of thing on a Friday and Saturday night. So from 6 p.m. UK through till 11 p.m. UK, there's different DJs. I've got Lars Delstein, I've got Natalia Red, I've got Adam E. And you've got DJ Richie B just come on board. I jump on myself. And the station's just grown from strength to strength to the point where we do get thousands of listeners. I also present at my own show on a Sunday morning. Rach on Sunday, I get thousands of listeners. And that's another weird thing as well. When you first go on the mic, because I have a fully built studio at home, initially it was like, is there anybody listening? I'm in my studio and I'm at a microphone and like your podcast and stuff, you know. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you realise that it might be because you're getting into action through the messages on the apps or email into the studio. But it's gone from strength to strength. We never dreamed that at this point we'd have the number of presenters and DJs that we have. And also to be going on to DAB, which is a big, big thing. Because you'd be able to pick us up in the car directly. All around the northeast of England, and obviously as new antennas become available, we'll get more. So yeah, it's a big, big exciting times for First Choice Radio. Yeah.
Oh my God, it sounds amazing. I mean, it just goes to prove if you put your mind to anything, you can make it happen. I mean, if this was born in lockdown, I mean, I must be under a year old then, in which case, or hang on.
It's 15, I think it's, sorry, 16 months old.
16 months, yeah.
Okay. Obviously during lockdown, We there was a bit of dip in figures in after lockdown briefly, but then it picked up again because during lockdown was really a good time to launch, although we didn't know it was going to be lockdown because people were listening to more and more radio.
Yeah.
Because while we were doing things around, as you know, everybody's been doing renovations, doing bedrooms up, living rooms up, kitchen extensions. And while they've been working at home, even for the business as well,
yeah.
I mean, I was actually working from home during lockdown for 2 years. So, people were putting radios on, so without us knowing, it was a great time to launch. So from COVID, you know, we founded a really big worldwide station and I taught myself to DJ. So for me personally, it has been a positive experience because I believe in, you know, every day is a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, I always want to make today so good that yesterday's jealous because I transitioned to 49. I'm now 55. You know, I'm not wasting any second of any day. So I just do everything I can.
That is a great bit of positive advice there. I can see why you're friends with Sia. I really can.
Yeah, you just have to. I mean, you have to be positive in life. Yeah. You know, you really do. We have, as you know, the saying in the UK is always either half empty or half full. Mine's always half full.
Yeah.
You know, through all the diversity, me personally, that I've gone through in my life, I've never put my head down.
Yeah.
And to be where I am now, you know, my own home, 200 yards from the beach, own a radio station, a DJ, you know, it's just great.
That's amazing. So talk to me about your live booking. Is it, you've got a weekly residency, is it? Or
yeah, so we have a really lush wine bar around the corner. I mean, if we were to walk from here, it'd probably take under 2 minutes.
Lovely.
So it's really nice inside and we go there often. And I seen the owner and I asked her how business was. She said, well, it's a little bit slow. It was great before lockdown. I said, well, look, I said, I'm a DJ. I live literally right round the corner. I'll do a gig for you for free, you know, see how it goes. And, you know, I've nothing to lose, really, neither is she. That's all I want off you is me drinks. Just give me some drinks, you know, while I'm DJing. Not that I'm going to have many, you know. And it was absolutely packed out. It was packed out. So, Of course, a week later, she said, will you be a resident DJ, you know? So although it's monthly, in December, I'm on the 4th, the 18th, before Christmas, and also the New Year's Eve as well. So I've got 3 bookings in December alone.
So what's the name of the wine bar and whereabouts is it? So if people listen to this, they can come and see you.
It's Kitty Bill's Bar in Seacroom, Hartlepool. It's kittybills.co.uk is on the website there, but it's a really good vibe, great bartenders, good people, brilliant cocktails as well, you know, and it's a really good atmosphere. So yeah, I feel quite blessed that I've got such a good venue that is literally just on my doorstep. So
yeah, that's cool, because I mean it's important actually, because if you go somewhere and you know somebody, as in you know the bar, you know the people, you know the vibe, and you just put yourself out there to say, oh, you know, I'm a DJ, it's, you know, you're literally like being productive. And I think that's important. A lot of people won't take that step, and you'd be surprised if, like, say for you, you're the bar owner was like, yeah, sure, great, and you might have to do a gig for free, you know, but as long as it leads to something. And nothing's ever really free when you're getting drinks and stuff. There's always costs associated, maybe a meal, there's always costs associated to that. So it's a really good opportunity to put your best foot forward, isn't it?
But the only thing is, there is that challenge, because the music that I play is really, really good. You know, you'll hear it and think you've heard it before. I'll play some of the usual stuff. But what I find is that I've made the decision that, you know, I don't want to become a mobile DJ.
Yeah.
You know, somebody coming up and asking for Tina Turner, you know, when the music that I'm playing, that's not what I'm about. So I had to make that perfectly clear. Although, the week before Christmas, the Christmas party and the New Year's Eve, then that will be a little bit different, because I'll probably do an hour of myself and the rest will be all the mainstream stuff that people want to hear, and obviously Christmas music. So that's probably the only time of year that I'll play something a bit different, because again, I'm not a mobile DJ, I'm a club DJ.
Yeah, and that's cool actually. I get the same. I play all over, and it's okay to take requests should they fit in with what you're doing.
Exactly.
And if they don't fit in with what you're doing, then it's okay to politely say no. But then, you know, party situations like Christmas, I've got a couple of residencies here. I'm doing a Christmas party. I'm also doing New Year's Eve. I know that I need I need to be open format for those nights, plus the Christmas tunes. And if I can, like, probably do, I don't know if you find this, about 3 or 4 tunes per genre, and then mix it up and then bring it back round to say like Jack in House, and then you might play some 80s, 90s, noughties, rock and roll, back into Jack in House or house, something with a bit more beat, and then back into some rock. And then if you keep spinning it around like that, literally everybody is captivated. You've got something for everybody.
Which is why Yeah, cool. I agree, which is exactly why I created those folders. So if somebody comes up and says, oh, have you got anything with piano in? Take your pick, you know? So and that's it. It means you're not trying to type in the track to search for it. You simply go to the folder. So yeah, I totally agree. I do change it, you know, about the first hour. I normally keep it nice and smooth and gentle. And the last track takes me up the BPM into my next folder. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah, if I'm playing a club night or a bar night or something like that that involves multiple genres, at the end is always really pumping. Has to be.
Plus as well, I'll keep it really simple. Yeah. You know, I can jump everywhere with hot cues, but if it's in the bar sometimes, I just keep it really simple with the transitions and, you know, the beat matching it. I just keep it dead simple. There's no need to be jumping everywhere and, you know, mixing them all, and just, you know, I just suit it to the venue, really.
Yeah, it has to be. Honestly, that's a really good thing, actually. You know, it has to be suited to the venue because they're booking you for a particular vibe. They're not booking you for what you want to do. No, they're booking you.
Jump around, to play House of Pain, you know.
Yeah. they're booking, in a wine bar.
With a grandmother in the corner going, what's this? So,
I'm slipping in some drum and bass, which I try to do all the time. But there's a time and a place. You know, you have to look at, you're being booked for a particular vibe. You're being booked for the clientele. You're not being booked because you love techno.
That's right.
You know, you really have to be. And if you want career longevity and you want regular gigs, then you're going to have to adapt whether or not your heart and soul is into side trance or not. If you want to be a full-time DJ, then you have to play everything and put a smile on your face as well.
Yeah. Well, exactly. The point I made before, you know, you have to enjoy what you play.
Oh, my God. Yeah, 100%. And I mean, you probably find this as well. Just watching people in a crowd or in a bar or, you know, just having a good time is infectious. It is. It's why we do this, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like I said before in my bio about playing live, you know, I could pre-record a show for my station and we have pre-recorded, but I love the feeling of it just being there in the now, talking about something relevant, something positive. It's just much better for me. I feel I've done it before, recorded a show like it's live, but it isn't. And it's not the same, you know, so... Christmas Day, I'll be live on my radio station with my partner. We'll probably do a 2 or 3 hour section and it'll just be all about Christmas. We'll play Christmas tracks that people like. But again, it's the live vibe, isn't it, that you can't beat?
Yeah, it is. It is 100% the live vibe. And it's, and I suppose lockdown was really crazy for a lot of people because our whole life was stopped. I mean, I'm a full-time DJ. That's my job. Podcast, obviously, on the side. But to then not be able to go out and create a vibe or to get that energy back off of people was quite a shock. And all of a sudden being a housewife was also another shock.
It's difficult. I totally agree. I mean, I think for a lot of people at first it was like, okay, I'm working from home. This is quite cool. I'm not traveling every day on the motorway and stuff like this. Mm. And then when you've been in every single room in the house to do set your laptop up and log in remotely, you know, it gets boring. And I got an opportunity to work for EDF Energy, believe it or not, at one of their big sites in the UK in Sunderland. And it's in an office environment again, obviously probably 2 per row instead of 4 and stuff like this, and I'm excited to be going back to work. And when you're used to having that interaction with other people, you know, by your partner, you know, and the rooms in your house, you know, and I feel for the people who've been on their own during this, and I'm thank heavens for FaceTimes, you know, and Zooms, which has helped a lot of people being apart for such a long space of time. So yeah, I think going out and having the vibe. I mean, the first gig that I done that was free, I was jumping on at 7 and I got in the bar, it was set up by 5 and it was rammed. Yeah. So of course I just jumped on there and then, because that's just what you do.
Yeah.
So it's just an awesome night. So yeah, the vibe is really, really good. Yeah. The bar staff never stopped. I mean, it was that busy. I only got to ask for two drinks myself in 6 hours. So,
yeah, wow.
But to see my friends up dancing, because I get a booth allocated to myself as well.
Nice.
You know, and I'm chilling and having a drink and a dance was great.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of people don't do that, actually. They don't just jump on if it's early, or they don't just, they're like, oh, I'm not supposed to be playing till this time. Why does it matter? You know, put yourself out there. And that's probably another reason why you've been booked many a time afterwards, yeah, is because you're all about the music, all about the vibe. And I bet the staff, I bet they can't wait for you to play each week.
Well, do you know, funny enough, I went to Next to pick up a top. And the girl went, you're the DJ from Kitty Bills, aren't you? And I was like,
yeah,
she said, I'm coming on the floor. And that was just so cool, you know, because obviously I've got posters right around where we live and stuff. So it was just nice to be recognised. But yeah, because the way I looked at that was, when it was busy and yet I wasn't going on, I thought, if I don't jump on, what if they left? Do you know what I mean? Whereas if I stay on, they might have been going and decide to have another drink, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, they were running out of bottles of Prosecco and wine and having to go to storage and get them and bring them in. That's how busy the night was. So,
I love that.
It was a great vibe.
And that's it. From a bar owner's perspective, you are there to keep people in. You're there to keep people eating, if they're eating, definitely drinking. You're there to keep them so they don't go to the bar down the road. And that is
exactly
that's your role, really, as a DJ, is to keep people in the bar spending money. That's your worth, isn't it? That's your value add.
It is, yeah. So I mean I switch between, I have the entire database of the radio station on a separate hard drive plugged in, and what I will do for my next gig, I'm going to put it all in record box and just go off that rather than switch between the two hard drives. Yeah. Only takes a few seconds, but I just like to keep it as simple as possible. If I've got all the classics in there, then that's fine. If it's something out of the ordinary, I can switch between the two. But yeah, it's keeping them in the bar, you know, especially when I'm sort of by the door looking towards the bar staff, so they have to get past me first. So
you're like, oi, get on the mic,
oi,
get back down there.
yeah.
Oh, amazing. So if you had any advice for anybody, any up and coming DJs, women in music, what would be your advice to them?
I mean, I do believe in girl power and empowering each other, which is why I said yes to this podcast.
Thank you.
My advice would be, you know, you are your only limit. You know, you're capable of so much. If anybody would have told me that at 49 I would have the courage to transition and become Rachel, and then to go on to, you know, own a radio station, and then to follow my passion from dancing in the 90s and to be a DJ, it really is possible. You know, you've just got to give yourself the love that you freely give to others, you know, have you time. It won't happen overnight, but I'd also say you need to surround yourself with the right people. You know, find your tribe, love them hard, and be with people that are positive and want to see you do well. And those little bricks in the wall, in the foundation, are what it's all about. And if you have that, you know, I've been homeless 4 times in the past and I've still got up and got on with things. I never thought it was my final destination. You know, you've got to believe in yourself. You're capable of so much that you don't even know. So I do have a saying. I'm going to read it to you. If I can just get this up on my phone, because it'll be a really good thing to read out.
You're so positive. This is amazing. I love everything about what you're doing, what you are, what everything. It's amazing.
Well, I'm just going to read this out. That was me Apple Watch just deciding to read out to itself.
So I've got this
This is something that I live by, okay? So I came across this, and if you listen to this now, it's going to change your life, okay? So I'm going to read it, and I live by this every single day, okay? So you can rise up from anything. You can completely recreate yourself. Nothing is permanent. You're not stuck. You have choices. You can think new thoughts. You can learn something new. You can create new habits. All that matters is that you decide today and never look back.
Yes. Amen.
That gets me every time. It's That's it. I'll send you that on Messenger.
Yeah, send it and I'll add it. I'll add it in.
It's so inspiring.
Yeah.
That it's true. If you read that, you can't say no to it. So that would be my advice to everybody.
That's your mantra.
My mantra. That's the word.
Amazing. Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives, and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always.